Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
And he's raised up and he's hired by Pharaoh and he becomes second in command and he becomes over all of Egypt. And in verse 41, we see the great comeback of all time, verses 39 and 44. And as they discussed who should be appointed for the job that Pharaoh had, Pharaoh said, who could do a better job than Joseph? For he is a man who is obviously filled with the Spirit of God. I want people to be able to say that about you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a brand new set of 52 Bible memorization cards based on scriptures found in the Re-Energize Your Life book. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When Others Keep Setting You Back.
What do you do when the setbacks are being caused by other people? Every one of these setbacks in his life, he didn't cause. Every one of these setbacks in his life were caused by somebody else who was out to get him. There was one more that happened. So this last setback that Joseph faced is being forgotten by people that you have helped. Now, this has probably happened to you too, being forgotten by people you've helped. Joseph gets thrown into prison, and in prison he starts serving God by serving others in prison. You know, having integrity, having humility, serving with honor, and he quickly gets promoted to being the top prisoner in the prison. And while he's there, he meets a couple of guys from Pharaoh's court who've been thrown in prison, a wine steward and a baker who are both from a personal assistants to Pharaoh. And to make a story short, he interprets a couple dreams. He gets to know these two guys. And when he interprets a dream, Joseph says this to one of them. Joseph said to the king's wine steward, when you are freed from prison and you are restored to your position with Pharaoh, please show kindness to me, because he had shown kindness to this guy. Please show kindness to me and remember to mention me to the king so I too can get out of this prison. I was forcibly kidnapped from my homeland, and now I'm stuck in this prison, even though I've done nothing to deserve this. But the wine steward never gave Joseph another thought. He forgot all about him. Now, that's the kicker. He just totally forgets. So Joseph is left to rot in prison, even after he's helped a guy he didn't need to help. But this guy forgets him. You have helped people in your life, and they've forgotten that. And when you needed help, they didn't help you back. One setback after another. I'm sure you've identified with one or more of these seven setbacks. Most of these, and all of them combined, would have made anybody probably just give up. But Joseph didn't give up on his dream. God had told him he was going to do great things with his life. God had told him he was going to make a difference with his life. And he just kept on keeping on. What made Joseph so resilient? What kept him going? How did he not give up for the comeback? Well, he did three things. I can share them with you really fast. Write these down, because these are the three things you need to do. No matter what life throws at you, which of these seven setbacks we've looked at in Joseph's life or any of the others we've looked at in the previous weeks, Joseph did three things that kept him going, that kept him resilient, that kept him keeping on until God turned the tide and brought him to the top position. Number one, here's the first thing that made him resilient. Joseph depended on God's presence no matter where he was. He depended on God's presence no matter where he was. You know, there's a phrase that's used in the story of Joseph five times. Now, anytime something is said five times in scripture, God is saying, I want you to get the point here. And the thing that's used five times, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. It says it five times. Now, I want you to notice that no matter what the setback was, God was with Joseph in that setback. First, God was with Joseph when they threw him in the pit. And God was with Joseph when they sold him to the traitors. The Bible tells us this. Acts 7 verse 9 says this. Jacob's sons became jealous of their brother Joseph, and they sold him to be a slave in Egypt. But, notice this, the Lord was with Joseph and brought him safely through all his troubles. Now look at that verse for just a minute. Brought him safely through all his troubles. It doesn't say spared him of his troubles. It says it brought him safely through. Circle the word safely. When you have God's presence in your life, it doesn't mean God's going to spare you troubles. It means God's going to bring you safely through. God could not spare Joseph of these troubles and get him to Egypt and bring him to eventually where he'd be second in command under Pharaoh. So Joseph had to go through these setbacks in order to have this big comeback. But he got him safely through it. I don't know what you're going through right now, but you're going through it. God could have taken you around it. God could have kept you out of it, but he's going to take you through it. He'll bring you safely through it. Why? Because God is with you. He was with Joseph in the pit. He's with you in the pit of despair, the pit of rejection. Then notice, second time the phrase is used, God was with Joseph when he sold to be a slave to Potiphar. Genesis 39, 1 and 2. Now when the slave traders arrived in Egypt, they sold Joseph to a man named Potiphar, who was one of Pharaoh's officials and a captain of the palace guard. This is a highly placed man. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. Notice that. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. He lived and served where? In the home of Egyptian master. Now notice, he could have been sold as a slave to anybody, but God engineered the fact that he sold as a slave to a guy who was the head of the palace guard in the palace of Pharaoh. He's living in Potiphar's palazzo, okay? He's not living in a shack. And he's so successful as a slave. Why? Because the Lord was with him, and God was watching him. So he was watching him in the pit. He's watching him in the palazzo. He's with him all the time. Then number three, God was with Joseph when Potiphar promoted him from being a slave to his personal aide. Verses 3 to 5, Potiphar realized that the Lord was with Joseph. Notice, a non-believer realizes. Potiphar realized that the Lord was with Joseph. This is the third time this phrase is used. And that the Lord was making him successful in everything he did. Well, Potiphar's a smart guy. He goes, God's blessing this guy. I want this guy on my team.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
One of the most popular resources we've mentioned here on the broadcast are our Bible verse scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them. We've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in the Re-Energize Your Life guided experience. And if you'd like to get one of our very popular Daily Hope scripture boxes to hold your cards, they are available at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource, or you can visit PastorRick.com. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on the chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Well, Potiphar's a smart guy. He goes, God's blessing this guy. I want this guy on my team. So Potiphar was very happy with Joseph's work, and he made him to be his personal aide. And he put Joseph in charge of everything in his home and trusting him with everything he owned. That's not slave work, friends. Then God blessed everyone working in Potiphar's household because of Joseph. Question, is God blessing everybody at your workplace because of you? God blessed everybody working in Potiphar's household because of Joseph. And God blessed everything that belonged to Potiphar, too. Potiphar wasn't even a believer. But God blessed Potiphar's business because he had a believer working for him. And Joseph was a man of integrity. God was with him in the pit. God was with him in the home, in the palazzo. God was with him in the work. Now, next, God is with Joseph when he's falsely accused. He goes, well, how could he? Then why was he falsely accused? The Bible says, in the world, you'll have tribulation. And Joseph is put in jail for a crime he didn't commit. God was still with him there. Just as he was with him in the pit, he's now with him in the prison. Verse 20 to 22, Joseph was thrown into prison where all the king's prisoners were held. But even there, notice, the Lord was with Joseph. This is a fourth time, even in the prison, the Lord was with Joseph and caused the prison warden to like Joseph. And before long, the jailer put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The guy can't do anything wrong in this situation. He's in prison, but God's blessing him. Now, finally, while he's in prison, God blessed Joseph there too. He quickly rises to prominence for his credibility, his character, God's blessing on his life. And in verse 23, it says, the jailer did not have to worry about anything, for Joseph was responsible, did not have to worry about anything for which Joseph was responsible for, because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with Joseph, and whatever he did was blessed. And God made him succeed in everything he did. Now, let me say right here, if you're a businessman, you need to go study all those five verses. Because notice how many times success is mentioned. He was successful in everything he did. He was blessed. He was kept safely. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Here's the point. No matter where Joseph was, in the pit, on the path to Egypt, Potiphar's palazzo, in the prison, or eventually he ends up in Pharaoh's palace, God was always with Joseph. He's with Joseph in the good times and the bad times, in the setbacks and in the comebacks. Sometimes we only think God is with us in the comebacks, but there was no time when God was absent in Joseph's life. Joseph knew that, and he depended on it. That's true of you, too. God is never away from you. He's never left you. He's never abandoned you. He's been there all the time, even when you didn't feel his presence. When you were worried, God was there. When you were fearful, God was there. You just didn't recognize it. When you were exhausted, God was there. When you're depressed, God is near. When you're scared to death, when you're lonely, God is near. In despair, he was there. What am I saying? Setbacks cannot keep God back from you. The key is to tune into his presence. Focus and feel his presence. And when you can't feel it, you still rely on it anyway, you trust in it anyway, even then. And you say to yourself, I am not alone. I am not alone. God is with me. I am not alone. And when you realize that God is with you all the time, you can handle any setback. Joseph had one setback after another, but he said, I am not alone. God is with me. Number two, he not only depended on God's presence, he depended on God's plan and God's promise. He depended on God's plan and promise no matter how long it took. God had given Joseph a dream as a young man of what he was going to do in his life, and he never lost that dream. At the climax of the story, when Joseph, through a whole series of circumstances, ends up being raised up to be second in command. Only Pharaoh has greater command in Egypt. He's not even Egyptian, and he's the second most powerful man in Egypt. And he saves the country from famine because of his smart management. And the brothers actually have to come down from Israel to get grain because they're hungry. They don't even know that Joseph's alive. And they don't even recognize him when they see him. And in a powerful encounter, you're going to want to read this story. It's too long for me to tell you, but at the climax of the story, when Joseph gets to confront his brothers, when they come to buy grain in Egypt, Joseph says this to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me. Yes, in the pit, in the prison, in selling me off. You intended to harm me. But God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. That's a verse you should memorize, Genesis 50:20. They intended it for bad, but God intended it for good. You know all the setbacks you've had in your life? Of rejection, of pain, of problems, of sorrow, of grief. They intended it for bad, but God intended it for good. It's not a setback. It's a stepping stone to get you where God wants you to be. Think about that. Joseph depended on God's presence. I'm not alone. He depended on God's plan and promise. God has a dream for my life, and I'm not giving up. No matter what the setback is, he's just getting me in the position for it. And number three, he depended on God's help in every challenge. Time and time again, in each one of the setbacks, he faced a new challenge that was way beyond his ability. But he trusted God to give him the help he needed. At one point, Pharaoh has a dream that he can't interpret. And his wine steward suddenly remembers there was a guy in prison who knows how to interpret dreams. And he calls and he says, that guy might be able to help you. And the Pharaoh has Joseph brought out of prison. And in Genesis 41, verse 15 and 16, the king said to Joseph, I've had a dream and no one can explain it. And I've been told that you can interpret dreams. And Joseph answered the king, said, I'm not able to do this, but God can. I can't explain the meaning of dreams, but God will do this for the king. And he did explain it, and he's raised up, and he's hired by Pharaoh, and he becomes second in command, and he becomes over all of Egypt. And in verse 41, we see the great comeback of all time, verses 39 and 44. And as they discussed who should be appointed for the job that Pharaoh had, Pharaoh said, who could do a better job than Joseph? For he is a man who is obviously filled with the Spirit of God. I want people to be able to say that about you. You are obviously filled with the Spirit of God. And the king said to Joseph, it's obvious that you have greater wisdom and insight than anybody else. So I'm putting you in charge of my country. Did you get that? And all my people will obey your orders. And your authority will be second only to mine. And I will now appoint you governor over all of Egypt. And the king removed from his finger the ring engraved with the royal seal and put it on Joseph's finger. And he put a fine linen robe on him, and he placed gold and chain around his neck. And the king said to him, I am the king. But I say this, no one in all of Egypt shall so much as lift a hand or foot without your permission. That's going from the pit to the ultimate power. That's an incredible comeback. Now, I don't know what setbacks you've gone through in life. I don't know which ones you're going through right now, but I want to ask you three questions. Will you depend on God's presence no matter where you are? Will you, like Joseph, depend on God's presence no matter where you are? Whether it's the pit, or the palazzo, or the prison, or the palace? Will you depend on God's plan and promise for your life, no matter how long it takes, and see those setbacks as stepping stones? Will you depend on God's help when you face every setback? Let's bow for prayer. Father, help us to see setbacks as stepping stones. Help us to realize that we can't see the end of our lives, but you can, and that how you take even the painful, even the harmful, even the hurtful, and you can even use that for good in our lives, and that every setback can actually be a stepping stone to getting where you want to get us to be and put us in the position for the blessing you have in store for us. Lord, we realize that even that Joseph's dysfunctional family, the favoritism that his parents showed and the sibling rivalry and all of the messed up relationships in that family were part of the plan. That in even all of that pain, it eventually got him to Egypt and he got raised up to be second in command and saved that nation and saved Israel. And there are the Jewish nation today because of that. Help us to realize that we can't see the end of our lives. We can't see what you're doing. Help us to trust you with the pieces of our lives and to realize that setbacks can be stepping stones. Now you pray. Say, Jesus Christ, come into every area of my life. I give you all the parts of the puzzle that I don't understand, and I want to trust you. Say this, Jesus Christ, I want to depend on your presence. And even when I can't feel it, help me to realize that you are always with me. I'm never alone. That I will never be abandoned by you. And no matter how long it takes, help me to trust your plan, trust your promises, trust your purpose in my life, that you have a good plan for my life. And that when other people mean it for bad, you mean it for good. And that you're bigger than the problems, that you never waste a hurt, that they're all part of the stepping stones to get me where you want me to be. And then, Lord, help me to trust you to help and give me the strength and the power and the challenges that I can't face, whether they're in the pit of rejection or in the problems of being falsely accused or when I am imprisoned or when I am doing work that I don't like to do or all of the different things that Joseph experienced. Help me to trust you this next week with your purpose and your plan and your promises, and to trust you with your power in my life and your presence in my life. Jesus Christ, I give myself completely to you, and I pray this in your name. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know that this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. One of the most popular resources we've mentioned here on the broadcast are the Bible verse scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them. We've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss the opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on key verses found in the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience. And if you'd like to get one of our very popular Daily Hope scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get yours, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.